Moreover, to ensure that one would be subordinate and the other would rule, he did not authorize it to be a democracy, but a monarchy. As in an army, this hierarchy can be seen in every family. For example, the husband holds the position of monarch, whereas the wife has the role of lieutenant and general. The children also are given a third command position. Then, there is a fourth rank, that of the servant. Servants, too, have control over those below them, and often one of them is put in charge of all the others, maintaining the master's position but still as a servant. There's also another layer of command amongst the children, distributed based on their age and gender, since among the children the female does not have equal command. In all situations, God has created hierarchies closely spaced and frequently together, so that everyone would stay in harmony and good order. Therefore, even before the human population grew to a large number, when only the first two existed, he commanded him to lead and her to follow. But to prevent him from looking down on her as inferior and parting from her, see how he honored her and unified them even before her creation. For he says, "Let us make a helper suitable for man," suggesting that she was created for his needs and thereby attracting him to the one who was created for his sake. Since we all tend to favor things done for our benefit. But so she might not grow arrogant as being provided to him as help and might not break this bond, he creates her from his side, signifying that she is a part of the whole body. And so that the man might not become conceited as a result, he no longer allows that to be only his which was previously only his, but reverses this by introducing procreation of children, and in this too giving the main honor to the man, though not letting him have it all.